Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
About a week and a half, at least, since pitchers and catchers reported to spring training. Figure got here a day or two early to set up.
But, yep. You know,
AJ's probably been here a couple of weeks already. Your old hat.
Yeah, I think it's the 2 week mark today.
2 week today. Yeah.
And how are your accommodations, if I might ask?
They're lovely.
Are they?
Small little one bedroom condo that I stay in each year. But
any bodily fluids on any curtains or anything?
No.
Paul has vomit in his room. I have doo-doo on my curtains. Ben seems to be okay, right?
I just have a mildewy smell.
Smell and a view of a garbage can.
Yeah, literally all I ask for is just a clean place. The size of it doesn't matter. The rest of whatever doesn't
matter.
That's the thing. Because I spend most of my time here at the complex anyway.
Well, and that's the thing is, like, I don't need the Ritz-Carlton, you know? I mean, I would sleep here if it was clean and quiet and calm, but I don't know. I'm itchy. I'm very itchy. Paul is as well. Ben seems to be okay. Ben's just happy to have a place to rest and not work 19 hours a day.
Well, and there's baseball outside.
There is freaking baseball.
This is why we're here. We're looking so much forward to it. And pretty legit looking lineup, at least top six today for Jace Tingler.
Why do you hate the other guys in the lineup, Ben?
Well, I don't know that Owen Miller is necessarily going to be a opening day starter, but some of the rest of the guys in today's lineup could be.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah.
And Jace basically said it was a testament to the fact that they were all here earlier than whatever report day was for position players.
Yeah.
So because those guys were here a while ago, they've had the time to kind of build up, and they're basically ready for game action. I imagine they're not going to push them too hard. It's probably four or five innings for those big names like Hosmer, Machado, Tatis today. But that being said, it's cool to see them out there. And the more real big league Padres we get to see, the more storylines I have to write about. So
that's exactly right. That's exactly right. And speaking of storylines out of spring training so far, you hear great reviews on Jace Tingler's first camp as a big league manager. Obviously got off to a nice start yesterday, winning the first one's got him feel pretty good, even though it is a spring training game. But there's still some other things going on out here, AJ, and I wanted to ask you kind of what the situation was right now with Will Myers. I know they're brought in Brian Dozier yesterday, kind of surprisingly to all of us. I'd heard, he may split some time. Are you hearing him getting any time at first base, or is he in here to compete for the second base job?
I don't know whether he'll get time at first base, but his presence in camp might shift some things around to where maybe Jurickson Profar's played some first base. Ty Francis played some first base. All three of those guys have really, really good numbers against left-handed pitching. And so we spoke with A.J. Preller at Cactus League Media Day last week, and he basically said, you know what, plan A is Eric Hosmer against all pitchers,
right,
playing against righties, playing against lefties, and that's what we're going to go into the season expecting, and that's what we're going to adjust off of. But I don't think it's a coincidence that you have three guys in the infield who can play for two spots who all hit left-handed pitching really well in case Eric Hosmer comes out and doesn't improve on what he's done the last two seasons. So this it's not a coincidence that the Padres went out and signed a right-handed hitter who crushes lefties because, A, Brian Dozier is a pretty good player who has a pretty good reputation as a good clubhouse guy, and he's been to three straight playoffs and two straight World Series. So you factor that in with the fact that, hey, maybe the Padres need another infield bat to hit against lefties, and it makes some sense.
Yeah, but back to the first part of that question, which I know I rambled. Will Myers is they're looking at him to be what, the starting right fielder?
I think right field is the answer for Myers, and I think a lot of people had wondered about whether there would be a Hosmer Myers first base platoon because Myers' best season in San Diego came as a first baseman, but I have never seen that, to be honest. I think that, like, based on what the Padres did in the outfield this offseason, trading away Margot and Renfro, they don't have enough right-handed bats in the outfield for Myers. If you move Myers to first base occasionally, then all of a sudden you're opening yourself up in the outfield where you have to play maybe Franchy Cordero or Josh Naylor, who are could be pretty good hitters, but don't have great numbers against lefties. And
yep.
So, I mean, it's all a big kind of puzzle, who's playing against which starters, who's playing which days. Will Myers probably best fits into that puzzle in right field. That being said, there's no harm. I mean, he's played right field before. There's no harm in getting him some reps at first base
sure.
in camp, and I think that's where we'll see him a little bit in camp.
AJ, speaking of Will Myers and Franchi Cordero, who you just brought up, I wanted to ask about him. They're both guys I feel are difficult to evaluate in spring training because they always look good. I mean, they both look like phenomenal baseball players. Will's problem, of course, is consistency, and Franchi's is staying healthy. So what's kind of the latest report on Franchi Cordero? I mean, it's just salivating what you think the guy could do if he can stay on the field.
Yeah, and he's even bulked up, I think, a little bit this season, which is, I mean, he was already a big dude, and he possesses a ton of tools. And so for him, it's just stay healthy and be the guy he can be, and which is, I mean, he's a very, very useful weapon against right-handed pitching, and then if you sit him against lefties, that's totally fine. And so I think probably what they're eyeing is some sort of right field combo of Franchi and Myers, maybe Naylor,
I mean,
depending
that,
on where
that could, be like a 950 OPS player together.
Yeah, if you put them together.
You know, if they put them together and they stay on the field.
Yeah, and so I think that's what's tantalizing about all this, but I also think, like you said, you can't evaluate what these guys do in spring training. Maybe you can look at some things they do defensively. You look at what Cordero does in center field when he plays there a little bit. But at the plate, you kind of know who... I mean, Franchi less so than Myers, but you know who they are, and you're not going to learn a whole lot from spring training. You're going to learn from, A, Franchi being healthy, and, B, whether Will can put the kind of inconsistencies behind him a little bit.
We're talking to AJ Cassavell from MLB.com. He's our Padres insider here on Ben and Woods. And... it feels like we just need to be, as fans, we need to be okay with a little bit more inconsistency in the lineup from day to day, which isn't super uncommon in baseball. You do see guys playing multiple positions in order to get their bat in the lineup in a lot of cases. But who are those guys? Who are the bubble guys for you? Is it Ty France? Is he a guy that's on the bubble, needs to have a good spring? Maybe a couple other names of guys that you see. Probably going to be doing some shuttling. You know, if a guy gets injured, we'll see him. But guys on the bubble for you.
Yeah, Brian Dozier really, I think, shakes things up. And
big time.
What it does is it adds a lot of – it probably puts the competition where it should be. Guys that you thought might have had definite spots on the roster now have to kind of work for them. Jerkson Profar is actually going to have to earn his starting second base job. So, to me, the bubble kind of starts right around Brian Dozier. You could say that Greg Garcia needs to earn his place, but I think what he did last season as a utility guy
– yeah.
And what he's done through his entire career, that guy is a major league utility piece, and he's on the roster there. So I think you start the bubble with Brian Dozier, and you say Dozier, Ty France, Jake Cronenworth's really interesting because he can eat an inning or two in relief also. While
hearing
playing
a
some,
lot about that guy.
Yeah, playing some really good defense too. Ty France has been working out a catcher, and I don't think that's anything really that new. He's done it a couple times in past spring trainings, but it's a third catcher. Like, you want to make that 26th roster spot useful in a way that you can maybe mix and match.
Got it.
And so I think those are the guys. It's because first base, shortstop, and third base are so solid.
Yeah.
It's just a bunch of guys who can play second and can also do some other things and can help out in other ways. And so I wouldn't be surprised if they carry not four second basemen, I don't want to call them that, but four guys who can play second.
Right.
And then also maybe shift to the outfield, platoon at first, in Cronenworth's case, pitch.
He's so interesting as the 26th, you know, the extra roster spot this year, the 26th man, a guy that can come in and, from what I understand, can pick it. I mean, flat out pick it defensively, and he plays short and second.
Yeah, and he's a good defender
at short.
He's
a good defender at short, can pick it, and then can come out and sling it out of the bullpen. I'm like, what else could you ask for a 26th man right there?
Yeah, and it's interesting because people are kind of wondering how they're going to use that, how all teams are going to use that 26th man, and he is, I think, the most interesting test case of that group because he does something unique that not a lot of guys do. It's not he's going to pitch the eighth inning of a one-run game and then be a defensive replacement at second base. I don't think we're going to see that, but I think we're going to see, well, the Padres are down three and they need someone to eat this inning to save the bullpen
yeah.
a little bit. Let's bring him in here, or we need a lefty bat off the bench who can spray the ball around the yard a little bit. Let's pinch hit him here. And so because they have that extra spot on the roster, I think it opens up maybe a path for him to play.
Talking to our 97.3 The Fan Padres insider, A.J. Cassavell, and we talk about all this competition among position players, very different story on the pitching staff. Would you say that if someone doesn't get hurt or really underperform, that there aren't really jobs to be won, which is very odd in a Padres spring training especially, but kind of the rotation, Richards, Lamet, Paddock, Davies, and Lucchesi, it's hard, going to be hard to break into that starting five, even if Cal Quantrill goes out and throws really well today and throughout the rest of spring, or a Baez or a Morahone or another guy.
Yeah, I think I look at this roster and see 13 pitchers, all of whom I think are the answer. So
yeah.
I just don't know. I don't know how anyone else cracks that mix other than an injury or just someone really bombing in spring training. And so I think that's the rotation you look at. I also think maybe it's spring training's long. It's 6 weeks of just storylines about games that ultimately don't matter.
Right.
And so we spend a lot of time dissecting who's going to be in the rotation, who's going to be in the rotation. And then usually like a week or two into the season, something happens and the rotation changes. And so Cal Quantrill is number six right now in that mix, but he's going to be a factor at some point in some way. And so I don't know whether that's opening day, if he does something crazy, but he's in the mix.
But he has options. A guy like Javi Guerra, who we saw at the end of last season, it was, you know, gunning it up to 100, converted shortstop, looked good yesterday, was throwing strikes. Potters almost don't want him to look good in spring training, because if they don't have a spot for him, he's basically auditioning for another team at this point, would you say?
Yeah, I can't imagine he would pass through waivers, because he's out of options, and they'd have to put him on waivers to send him down, and he throws 100 miles an hour and has a smooth delivery. And
no-brainer.
It looks like – I mean, he's only been pitching for a year, basically.
Yeah.
So it looks like he has the pieces to be a pretty good reliever, and some team with a bullpen that's not what the Padres' bullpen is could use Javi Guerra. And so that being said, early in spring – there's a long way to go. Yeah. Guys have dealt with injuries. I think he looked really good yesterday in the inning that he did throw, was throwing strikes. I think that was probably his issue last year, was maybe with his command. And I think there's a very real possibility that a spot opens up in that bullpen, whether through injury or inconsistency, and he would be he'd probably be maybe the ninth man, the first guy to fill it.
Talking to AJ Cassavell here on Better Woods this morning. Last one for me. Catching situation this year, same? Going to be going Hedgy and Mejia, as far as we know?
I think so. I don't know what the split is. I don't know. I don't think spring training is going to determine the split, because both of these guys have had monster spring trainings before. It's a little different when pitchers are working on things. They're maybe not throwing you a slider and you don't have to be ready for anything, kind of. It's just different in Arizona. It's different in spring training. It's different when pitchers aren't actively – they're trying to get you out, but they're not actively doing exactly what they would do during the regular season. They're working on things. So both those guys could go out and hit 450 in the spring. I don't think it changes anything. What it comes down to is how they're performing during the regular season. So if I had to guess, it's something close to what we saw toward the second half last season, where it was like Mejia 60-40, and that's just the way – I mean, fans want everyday guys, because that's probably what they grew up with. But the way baseball is now is that you need two catchers. And it's going to help you into October if you're playing two catchers and one of those guys is fresh for when you're playing in meaningful games down the stretch. And so there's also a possibility they could carry three catchers with that 26th man. Luis Torrens has been somewhat impressive so far in camp. We'll see him out on the field. But if that's the case, I think it would be as a way to get Francisco Mejia more pinch hit at bats and still have cover on the catching side.
With that being said, one question that I always get from fans is, AJ Preller working on a trade? And I always say, yes, he's always working on a trade. That's what he does. Doesn't mean he's going to pull one off. If one of these texts gets answered that AJ is always sending, if there's a trade to be made this spring, where do you think it's going to happen now on the roster?
Outfield is one. We've heard everything with Will Myers. I think those rumors have died down a little bit. I think those talks probably, and this is mostly speculation, but it's kind of informed speculation, they've died down a little bit in the sense that's not where the focus is at this point in camp. Might be later in camp, but they could still use a big right-handed bat in the outfield, and they could still stand to maybe find a way to to offload some of Meyer's salary somewhere. And so that would be my guess. I know people have speculated about Austin Hedges. I think the Padres, as things stand, are pretty comfortable with their catching mix, barring if something were to happen. And if there are other options available, like you said, I get that question all the time too. And AJ Preller is working on a trade
right now.
I'm sure he has irons in the fire, and I just don't know how realistic what he has going right now is. And I think early in camp, things are going to be slower. Later in camp, maybe things pick up. But I would guess outfield.
I was going to say I thought catcher, simply because we heard so much talk about it in the offseason. Not that talk can't be a smokescreen, but even before last season, the JT Realmuto seemed to be a target of AJ. He's been looking for a catcher forever and never seems to land. It's like his white whale. One more catcher that he wants on the roster.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to seeing more of Luis Camposano, because I think he was probably involved in some of those Mookie Betts talks, but the Padres people I've talked to did not want to let him go because he's done so many good things, and so when he's made so many strides in the last season at the plate and defensively. So he'll be interesting to watch, and if he's good down the road, then you have at least one, maybe two expendable major league quality catchers available. So
informed speculation. How do you like that?
I do a lot of informed speculation.
I love that.
I think we should reward AJ. Would you like to come back to our hotel for maybe some appetizers?
No, thank you.
Let's do a movie night. My room. My room. Your choice. Whatever you want. We'll get some snacks going. We'll get the doo-doo curtains will be there. And we'll have a good old grand old
You're
time.
You're invited anytime.
I'm down.
You down? Let's do this. Very hard to sleep in.
We're going to check out the indoor pool.
Our boss is so mad at us. He's mad at us, but I told you. He called me yesterday. He was very upset. He felt really bad. I said, it's not your fault. We all looked at the website. It looked fine. You can't tell somebody's going to wipe with the curtains. Nobody knows that. Nobody could speculate that. Not even informed speculation would let you know somebody's going to use the curtains as toilet paper. No one would know that. I did say, however, you're going to wear it on the air this week. You just know that's how – we're going to make a big deal out of it because that's what we do. So we'll see you when we get back. He was like, fine.
AJ, we'll see you out there. Thank you very much.
Yeah, happy baseball season, guys.
AJ Cassavell, our 97.3 The Fan Padres insider all season long. We're going to have him on Mondays just like today, and then you hear him on Gwynn and Chris. What day are you on with Gwynn and Chris and the coach and your schedule?
Wednesday.
Coach Fridays and Gwynn and Chris on Wednesday. So Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, different time slots for AJ Cassavell. Always great stuff. Glad we have him as an insider all season long here on 97.3
Me and you both, buddy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.